Title: Naming and Color Coding for Fast Sessions for DJ Friendly Sets Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most underrated superpowers in drum and bass production, a session that's instantly readable, because when you're making DJ friendly set versions, like clean intros and outros, proper mix points, quick stem exports, all that, the thing that saves you isn't a secret plugin. It's organization that you can understand in 1 second flat. In this lesson, you're going to set up a simple, repeatable naming and color coding system in Ableton Live that makes editing faster, exporting painless, and coming back to a project weeks later way less stressful. We're aiming for a template-style setup you can reuse every time. Let's start. Step 0. Session Prep. This is a one-time setup that pays you back forever. Create a new live set. Set the tempo to a typical DNB tempo. 174 BPM is a solid default, but anywhere from 172 to 176 is normal depending on the style. Make sure you're in arrangement view, because DJ-friendly structure is all about phrases, intros, drops, breaks, outros. And keep in mind, at the end of this lesson, you're going to save this as a template, so you only have to do this once. Now step 1. Track naming that sorts automatically. Here's the key concept. When you export stems, Ableton uses track names. And when your tracks are named Auto 12 and Serum 3, exports become a guessing game. So we're going to use two-digit numbers, plus category names, plus letter suffixes for layers. Two-digit numbers are the magic. They force your tracks to stay in order everywhere, in your session, in the export list, and in your file browser later. Let's build a practical DNB track list. First, create a group for drums and name it 01 Drums GRP. Inside that group, make your core lanes. Name them like this: 01A Kick, 01B Snare, 01C Clap or Rim, if you want it, 01D Hat Stop, 01E Perk Loop, 01F Break Amen, if you're doing jungle chops or break layering, 01G Drum Effects for fills and impacts. Key tip: order inside the group like a DJ hears it. Foundation first, then groove, then decoration. Kick and snare are the foundation, hats and percussion are the groove, and fills and effects are decoration. Next, make a bass group. Name it 02 Bass GRP. Inside it, 02A Subsign, 02B Reese Mid, 02C Bass Effects. Quick note, I'm using an underscore instead of a slash and resum ID. Some DJ tools and file systems can be weird with special characters. This is what I call export-proof naming. Keep it simple, keep it safe. Next, music group, 03 Music GRP. Inside, 03A Pads or Atmos, 03B Stabs, 03C Lead or Hook, then FX and Vocals. FX group, 04 FX GRP. Inside, 04A Impacts, 04B Risers, 04C Sweeps or Noise, and if you have vocals, 05 Vocal GRP. Now, two utility tracks that are very DJ-friendly. Make a Premaster Bus called 98 Premaster Bus, and a reference track called 99 Ref Track. Keep the reference muted, it's just for quick A/B checks. And here is an extra pro move, add a track at the very top called 00 Notes, neutral color. Nothing fancy, just a place to leave yourself sticky notes inside the set, like to do Titan intro hats or export 16-bar intro, 32-bar outro or key, F minor. You'll thank yourself later. Cool, that's naming. Now step 2. Color coding like a pro. The biggest rule is this: pick a palette and don't improvise every session. Random colors feel fun until you open a big project and everything looks like confetti. You want your eyes to instantly know what category something is. Here's a clean DNB-friendly palette. Drums are red or orange, because they're the impact and energy. Bass is green, because it's the low-end zone. Music is blue or purple, because it's melodic and harmonic content. Effects are yellow, because they should grab attention. Vocals are pink, because they need to stand out. Buses and utility tracks are gray. So do this now. Select your drum group and all drum tracks. Make them red or orange. Select your bass group and all bass tracks. Make them green. Music group and tracks: blue or purple. FX: yellow. Vocal: pink if used. Premaster: reference, mono check later, limiter stuff: gray. And one tiny detail that makes this feel professional: make the group tracks a darker shade of the same color family than the tracks inside them. So the drums group might be darker red, and the lanes inside slightly lighter. Same for bass, music, FX. That one visual cue makes navigation fast. Now step 3, name devices and chains. Beginner mistake: People name tracks, but then their devices are still Glue Compressor and EQ8 and they have no idea what each one is doing. So we're going to rename key devices by function. What is it doing in the mix? On your drums group, add a basic processing chain and rename each device. Add drum bus and rename it drum glue. You can keep drive around 5 to 15% to taste. And in fast DNB, I usually keep boom off because it can muddy the low end quickly. Add glue compressor and rename it bus com. A safe starting point is attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and you're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Add EQ8 and rename it drum ec. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz just to clean rumble. If it gets boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz can help. Now on the bass group, do the same. Add EQ8, rename it bass cleanup, then add utility and rename it sub mono. Set width to 0% if you want full mono on that channel. Or later you can do more advanced mid-side control, but for beginner workflow, the name itself is the important part. It reminds you, hey, bass safety matters. If you use racks, name them by outcome, not the ingredients. Instead of saturator plus chorus, call it something like Reese Widener or Snare Snap. And inside racks, name chains clearly, mid-dist, air sat, parallel comp. Macro knobs should be obvious. Drive, tone, width, filter, motion. This is Future U Insurance. Step 4. DJ-friendly arrangement with locators. This is where you stop thinking like only the producer, and start thinking like the DJ who has to mix this at 174 BPM in a loud room. You want clean beat-led intros, clear phrase structure, predictable energy changes, and DJ-safe outros. In arrangement view, add locators on the timeline. At bar 1, create a locator. Intro DJ mix in. Then pick a phrase point for a fuller intro. Common is bar 17 or bar 33 depending on how long your intro is. Head. Intro full hats plus perk. Then the first drop. Often that's bar 49 or bar 65 depending on your intro length. Drop 1. Then your break or switch. Break slash switch. Then, drop 2. Then, outro DJ mix out. And here's a small but powerful upgrade. Add phrase check locators. For example, markers like plus 8 build or plus 16 switch or last 8 outro. It helps you visually confirm your landing changes on clean DJ-friendly bars, instead of drifting off phrase and making mixing awkward. Also, if you do stop time or pre-drop silence, make a locator like gap 1/2 bar, so you can verify it's intentional and timed correctly. Now step 5. A DJ Tools track. Make a track called 06 DJ Tools. Color it gray, because it's utility. This track is where your transition helpers live. Drop in a few basic elements and name the clips clearly. A noise sweep clip called Noise Up 16. An impact called Impact 1. A sub drop called a SUB drop. If you want to level this up later, you can build a DJ transitions rack with macros like Noise, High Pass Filter, Tension, and Tail. But even as audio clips, this track keeps your transitions consistent across songs, which is a massive help if you're building a whole set. Step 6. Clip naming for fast swapping. Even if you arrange later, session view clip naming helps you audition ideas and avoid confusion. On your break track, you might have clips named Amen 170 Clean, Amen 170 Chop A, Amen 170 Chop B Ghosts, Amen HP Fast, and for hats, Ride Roll 2 Bar, Hat Shuff 1, Hat Shuff 2 Busier, 1 Key Had It. Put the bar length in the name, 2 bar, 4 bar, 16 bar. It stops you from accidentally looping a 2 bar idea over a 4 bar phrase and wondering why it feels wrong. Also consider role prefixes and status suffixes. Role answers, what is this for? Status answers, is it finished, muted, printed, or just an idea? Examples, snare main versus snare alt, Reese drop versus Reese break, stabs print once you commit it to audio, riser mute for parked ideas. That's how you make decisions fast. Step 7. Return tracks and send naming. Create return tracks and name them like consistent tools, not random effects. A short verb, the long verb, C delay, D parallel crush. Give them simple starting points. Short reverb, decay around half a second to maybe 1 second, high cut around 6 to 10k, low cut 200 to 400 Hz. Delay, sync to 1/8 or 1/4, high pass around 200 Hz so the delay doesn't smear low end. Parallel crush, drive it, saturate it, then high pass up to around 120 Hz so the sub stays clean. Mentally, think of these sends like DJ knobs. Reverb is space, delay is movement, crushes aggression. Now step 8. Export ready naming for stems and DJ versions. This is where your organization turns into real speed. Add two locators. Export start. Export end. And create a DJ arrangement structure. A 16 to 32 bar drum intro, mostly kick, hats, maybe tiny FX. A clean drop that hits exactly on a locator. A 16 to 32 bar drum outro, where you remove bass and musical elements early enough to blend. For stems, keep it simple. You'll usually export drums, bass, music, FX, vocal, and a full mix via ProMaster. That's why group names being clean matters. If your group is called Drums Group Final 2, your stem folder will look messy. If it's 01 drums, it's instantly usable. Two extra safety habits before we wrap. First, utility shade rule. Anything that should never accidentally change gets the darkest gray you can pick. ProMaster, reference track, limiter, dither, mono check track, anything dangerous. Second, make a mono check track. Duplicate your ProMaster audio to a new track called mono check. Put utility on it, width to 0, and keep it muted. When you're finalizing, you can solo it and instantly hear if your bass and essential elements survive mono. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't use random colors. Color by category only. Don't name tracks after plugins. Name by role. Snare, sub, res. Don't skip numbering. Numbering is what makes exports and track order bulletproof. Don't write novels in track names. Keep it short so it doesn't truncate. And don't run a DNB arrangement with no locators. Phrase confusion is real and DJs feel phrasing harder than producers do. Quick 15-minute practice, so you actually lock this in. New live set, 174 BPM. Create groups, 01 drums, 02 bass, 03 music, 04 FX, and 98 ProMaster. Inside drums, kick, snare, hats, break. Inside bass, sub and res. Color them with the scheme, drums red, bass green, music blue or purple, FX yellow, ProMaster gray. Add locators, intro DJ mix in, drop 1, break, drop 2, outro DJ mix out, and export start and end. Rename one device per group, bus comp on drums, sub mono on bass, music EQ on music, FX glue on FX. Then save the whole thing as a template named DNB DJ Friendly Template.als. Recap to finish. Numbered naming keeps everything sorted, especially stems. Category colors give you instant visual grouping. Device and rack names by function make projects readable months later. Locators create DJ-friendly phrase structure and reliable mix points. And a clean intro and outro turns a track into something DJs actually want to play. If you tell me your subgenre, like roller, jungle, neuro, jump up, deep or minimal, I can suggest a tighter default locator grid and a palette that matches the vibe while staying consistent.